listening to More Than Therapy. I'm your host, Carla Fisher, and this is episode number 2. We're talking today about anxiety during the pandemic. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. It is important to recognize the worsening of symptoms and the emergence of new ones, so that one can deal with them and seek help. It says, social isolation can sometimes feel like a relief, but it can also make individuals feel trapped in their home. A person with a diagnosed agoraphobia may avoid places where they are afraid, because it can be difficult to leave or get help. This can become more acute when it is difficult to distinguish between necessary and excessive cleaning behavior, because the world feels less secure and more unpredictable. If you already have an anxiety disorder, the fear of COVID-19 can take an emotional toll on you and your family members. We are in the midst of a global pandemic, with many places closed at least partially and others having difficulty reopening safely. The areas where coronavirus infection rates are deteriorating are in areas with high levels of human contact, such as Africa, Asia, the Middle East and Africa. This is just the beginning, and we do not yet know how long this will take or how bad things could get, but it will take some time to understand exactly how we will be affected and how much. In the meantime, we must continue our efforts to screen women for depression and anxiety during pregnancy and to support women with mental health problems throughout pregnancy. At the same time, we must ensure that we do not ignore or minimize the psychological burden that women can report by simply treating these symptoms as normal responses to stressful situations. Everyone reacts differently to difficult situations, and it is normal to feel stress and worry during a crisis. Remember that all women experience symptoms of anxiety and depression during pregnancy, although these symptoms may not be severe enough to be considered generalized anxiety disorder. If you are in such a state of anxiety that you are unable to function, take care of yourself or have panic attacks, you must seek help from a mentally ill doctor. Many people may have had a panic attack at any time during pregnancy or other stressful events in their lives, but isolating yourself in the extreme can push your ability to cope with your problems to their limits. Ignoring safety advice completely and putting yourself and others at risk could also be a sign that you or someone close needs help. When people are not wearing masks or gathered in large groups, it can be easy to get caught up in what other people are doing when they open up. It can also be tempting to criticize people who are too anxious to resume normal social interaction and activity. If you are living during the time of the coronavirus pandemic, you must accept that this does not exist and tell yourself that there is no way to allay your anxious feelings. You should also be persuaded that it is normal to be afraid of expectation and to behave as if your symptoms are mild and unpleasant rather than life-threatening. An exception might be that someone invokes a scenario that is more likely, such as a terrorist attack, but one has to admit that this scenario is not likely, and carry on as if everything were normal. Worries about the worst that can happen are common, so set a time period for you to worry. Fear and anxiety about a new disease can be overwhelming, and these strong emotions can be difficult to manage. There are ways to express fear, but you have to verbalize or write it down. In addition, many people need to change their lifestyle to stay at home to slow the spread of the coronavirus. If you feel anxious or very stressed, it is important to address your feelings and find ways to manage your stress and anxiety during and after the coronation. Take care of your body, exercise regularly, sleep a lot, avoid alcohol, limit your intake, take a deep breath and get up and take a deep breath. While sometimes a certain level of anxiety is natural, it is a sign of difficulty when anxiety and worry dominate everyday life. The pandemic is exacerbating the problem for people who already suffer from anxiety and is causing some people to experience significant anxiety for the first time, said Dr. John D. Smith, a psychiatrist with Georgia Behavioral Health Professionals who practices mainly in Athens. Generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD for short, covers a wide range of symptoms including depression, panic attacks, insomnia, depression, such as symptoms and a feeling of hopelessness. Setting up a home office or working long hours while you're away can cause overwhelming anxiety when one of your children is at school. For people with GAD, these common symptoms lead to a range of symptoms including disorientation, pain, anxiety, depression, insomnia and panic attacks. PTSD patients live with this type of chronic anxiety, and it can be more than they can bear. People with post-traumatic stress disorder and other mental illnesses are also feeling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. It certainly had an impact, but not just on the mental state of PTSD sufferers and GAD. This has been More Than Therapy, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.